Today was an incredibly exciting day in my house. My three youngest children, my three younger daughters, went back to school. First day of school here in Baltimore, Beis Yaakov of Baltimore, as I'm sure many of the other schools are starting, will start in Meretz Hashem. And you know, that first day of school is always fraught with incredible energy. There's excitement, there's anxiety. Excitement, being back into a schedule, even if kids don't know that they like a schedule, deep down they like a schedule, being able to see their friends. Anxiety, who's going to be my teacher, what's going to be my schedule, new classes, new obligations, new responsibilities, and of course being able to see friends once again. But this year, I think we would all agree that the opening of school is unique in and of itself. After having school shut down, you know, towards the middle to end of last year because of coronavirus, summer plans that were fundamentally uprooted. Hopefully our children will have an opportunity to return to normalcy or some degree of it. Have an opportunity for good socialization, healthy socialization, and beautiful outlets for their creativity, intellectual and spiritual growth. But something struck me this morning. You know, as I came home from shul, so my daughters opened the door. They saw me pull up in the driveway. And there they were, dressed in their beautiful uniforms, all ready to go. And Baruch Hashem, they were each showing me their new shoes. Everyone got new school shoes. You know, it's hard. There's school shoes. There's school weekday shoes. There's weekend shoes. There's Shabbos shoes. There's summer shoes. There's pre-Labor Day shoes. Post-Labor Day shoes. A lot, bottom line is a lot of shoes. So Baruch Hashem, they showed me their shoes. And they were so proud and so beautiful. And you know, it's always cute to see, because when you have that, it brought me back a little bit to my childhood. You know, I could tell they're careful how they're walking, right? They're careful where they're walking. We don't want to get it dirty. We don't want to get it creased. I don't understand exactly how you wear shoes without getting them creased, but okay, I'm past that stage. And it brought me back to my own childhood, because I can relate to that. You know, you remember that feeling of getting a new pair of shoes or a new pair of sneakers, and you wear it and you're all filled with good pride. And you're careful how you walk. Like, I'm cognizant that I'm not going to go over there. It's a little bit dirty. It's a little bit wet. You know, if chas v'shalom there's a scuff mark or there's a scratch, you try to rub it out. You try to figure it out. And I thought to myself, imagine if we would apply the same standard of care to our neshamas, to our souls, as we do to our new sneakers, to our new shoes. You know, every single morning, the Ribono Shel Olam gives us a beautiful brand new neshama. Elokai neshama shenasata b'tahorihi. Ribono shel olam, the neshama that you have given me is beautiful. It's pure. It's holy. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's amazing. We go to sleep. He takes our neshama. He cleanses it. He purifies it. He purges it. Right? I guess for today's day, he disinfects it. He gives it back to me. And every single morning when I open my eyes, I am blessed to be the recipient of a beautiful new neshama. And what's my job during the day? My job is very simple. Don't scuff it. Don't scratch it. Don't damage it. You see, at the end of the day, when we make our decisions in life, when faced with a decision, the way I have to measure, we often have this, should I do this, should I not do this? There's a fairly simple way to gauge. Is what I'm doing going to preserve the beauty and cleanliness of my neshama? Or is it chas v'shalom going to tarnish or scratch it? That's the fundamental question I have to ask myself. Will it maintain the purity, holiness, and goodness of my soul? Or will it scratch it and tarnish it? If we get used to thinking that way before we make our decisions in life, we could save ourselves from a lot of sadness, a lot of heartbreak, and a lot of terrible life mistakes. We have an opportunity to keep our neshama clean and pristine throughout the day. It's good to keep your sneakers clean, and it's good to keep your shoes clean, because that means you're taking a sense of pride in your appearance. The same way we have to take pride in our external appearance, we must also take pride in our internal appearance. We must take pride in the fact that I walk around with a clean neshama. I walk around with a neshama that doesn't have scratches, that doesn't have scuff marks. And by the way, if my neshama does get scratches or scuff marks, which inevitably happens, because the same way, again, I have total machshava, total kavonis, to keep my shoes, to keep my sneakers pure and pristine. You take a wrong turn, you go over here, you don't pay attention, it happens. But what do? You bend down and you rub it out. You bend down and you clean it off. You take a shmata and you go ahead and you take off the dirt. So the goal is to keep the neshama clean, but if I make a mistake and if I tarnish it, so then my goal is clean it. Do tshuva, learn from your mistakes, be better. That's the obligation. We keep our sneakers clean because we take pride in our external appearance. Let's keep our neshama clean because we want to take pride in the beautiful internal appearance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has blessed us with. May we be zoche mirtz Hashem to recognize the beautiful gift we get every day in the form of a beautiful, brand new, sparkling neshama. And may we find the strength to maintain the beauty of that gift throughout the entire day. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.